Hey, before we start today's episode, if you guys could do me a favor, subscribe to the YouTube channel, also to the Spotify, the Apple Podcasts. I've often been with Clint Nelson. Leave a thumbs up if you enjoy, help grow the channel. And, you know, we're on the road to 100 subscribers. So, you know, been putting in the work. So, you guys don't have to do anything except let me annoy the living shit out of you. I know, new angle. Don't worry. Cut that above the waist. We don't want to waste your time. And I don't even need a belt for these pants because they're so tight that there's a big old hole in the butthole. I don't know why I said that. But all my pants have holes. And all my holes have pants. Welcome to episode 321 of the Off and Be Podcast with Clint Nelson. I'm your host, Clint Nelson. Over to like, follow, comment, subscribe, hit the notification bell, most important ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to suck some titties. Yeah, recording this on, I don't know why I looked, January 14th, 2025 for the archives at 5.04 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, trying a new thing here. Not going to lie. New camera setting, new angle. I'm not sure how it's going to come out. I'm not even sure how long this shit's going to record. Yeah, I've been having, I'm not a technical wizard. And I know, I'm going to open the podcast talking about technical camera stuff when I don't know shit about it. Yeah, I'm not a technical guy. I've been guessing this shit, and somehow I've been continuously able to make this shit work with a Google Chrome. There are not many people that can do that. There are plenty of people that have iPhones. They have, you know, $3,000 laptops. They have all the equipment in the world, and for some reason, they can't put out shit, or they're afraid to. Yeah, we do live in this world where people are afraid. People are afraid of being judged. We're afraid of how we're perceived. And, you know, look, I'm no stranger to it. I'm not going to lie. I'm up to 225 now. All right. I don't know how. I put on, in a month time, I put on a legitimate 30 pounds. Is it all real? I don't know. That's a pound a day. It feels real, you know. It feels like I'm like an athletic fatty, you know. I'm an athletic fatty with a fatty. That's why all my pants rip. See the foreshadowing? And I realize with this camera angle, it kind of looks like the lens is a mark. Or maybe that's just my imagination. I don't know. But yeah, I'm a fatty. But you know, I'm a proud fatty. I'm a fatty that's in control of his fatness. I'm like Fat Albert. I'm enjoyable. I'm fun-loving. I smile. Without the friends. Yeah. But, you know, you got to be careful with how you type stuff. Because, you know, you put P-H-A-T, you might enter a whole different website and category. You know, it is one of my faves. Yeah, I don't know where that turned from, you know. Fat, P-H-A-T, you know. Typically when you use the word fat, what the fuck am I talking about? This is the content we be putting out these days. When you put in fat, P-H-A-T, you know, you're seeking a certain type of fat. If you type in F-A-T, you're going to seek something else. So I don't know, if you're in these search bars for whatever site you're on, if you mistype it, you're going to get what you're looking for. But it gets to the point, you know, it cuts through the noise. Speaking of noise, Bring Down the House. NSYNC, underrated. I don't know if I talked about this previously, but yeah, JT's getting shamed out here for his, you know, I don't know how to describe it. I didn't see it. Apparently it's unimpressive. I don't care. He'll still rock your body. You know, you do realize with a lot of music out here, no one really writes their songs. In pop music, it's all written by other people. Like, there's this, you know, I came across this clip of this music podcast. I think Charlie Wells or some random guy, but he talks to, like, the behind-the-scenes people that actually write all the songs. And this one girl, she wrote, like, Sabrina Carpenter's three of her five biggest hits, wrote Selena Gomez's hits back 4 or 5 years ago, wrote Justin Bieber hits, wrote hits for Rihanna, wrote hits for Mia and Sia and Sia Bad Bunny. Like, she write, like, this bitch should be, no, I'm sorry for the link, but this bitch should be getting paid bank. That's gotta be disheartening. Like, you're writing all these hits. You're obviously like, hey, I know these people can sing and probably play better than me. They're more performative. They're more entertaining, but there's nothing to entertain with without my words, you know? Mark my words. Yeah, I gotta say, you know, I've been thinking about being a sales representative. I'm honestly kind of, you know, there's an appeal to sales. I actually looked up something earlier about this guy. He literally just started a YouTube channel, which is odd. And he was like, we're just recording in his car where it said, where he talked about like what it takes to be in sales, right? And how it could be a very lucrative business if you put the work in and you become good at it. But it could be miserable if you don't want to put the work in. And he's like, well, chances are if you're not putting the work in, you're not selling anything, they're going to fire you anyways. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I think here's the thing, like, we want fairness in a workplace. But if a lot of these places that pay hourly or even salary were to actually hold us accountable for performance, I honestly think, like, most wouldn't keep their job for more than 6 months. And I'm not saying there's people that don't perform and stuff like that. I'm saying my work experience, like, if it was off performance, like, I'll give an example. I probably should have got fired from this one job for a period of time. I was a delivery driver for a pizza place. And they started tracking your deliveries per hour, right? Your average amount of time, because they started using these tracking devices. This is how you know, uh-oh, starting to be tracked. They would hook up to your app. You have to, your addresses, you'd be clocked out on or whatever. And it would, throughout the day, for the amount of time you're on the road, how many deliveries you did, got back and clocked in, whatever, it accumulated. And if you didn't exceed more than like 3.5 deliveries an hour, they started keeping these marks. They would give you, quote unquote, less hours. Except they never gave me less hours, because I was the only one that fucking showed up to work. So, but it would be like, it would be a stupid performance thing. Because, like, okay, you're going to compare two people. One person in a 5-hour span takes 10 deliveries. It doesn't account for how long you're on the road, like how far the place is, the type of deliveries you're taking, whatever. Not again, too inside baseball here, but I think it's very important. And then someone who's taken 30 deliveries in a day, let's just say, like, there's wear and tear of performance throughout the day. And I have a vehicle on top of this. You have to stop, get gas. You know, there's traffic certain parts of the day. So there's certain variations. There's a lot of deliveries at one time. Sometimes it dies down. Sometimes you're waiting for your turn. The type, like, there's so many variables. But it's such like, oh, well, this person, hey, this person did better than you. I'm like, that's great. They're not walking away with more money than me, so I don't give a fuck. And they wouldn't take account, like, yeah, I took these 4 deliveries all over different parts of the map. Of course, it's going to be a 50-minute round fucking trip. But, yeah. But then I remember my boss came up to me, and he was like, you know, you're near the bottom of the list. You know, what's going on here? I'm like, I'm taking twice, sometimes 3 times as many deliveries as these other people, because I'm here all fucking day. You know? Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and bust my ass for 12 hours straight when other people get to just maximize for 5 hours and lock in. Like, you got to pace yourself. I have a vehicle. It can only do so much, you know? God, those were the days. But there is this outrage on tipping. Not the smoothly transition. But there's a lot of, I come across these videos where there's, I'll be honest, I didn't even know you're supposed to tip for getting your hair done. I mean, I know they get a haircut, but like, I've had girlfriends, I've been around women. When they do these hair appointments to get certain hair braids and, you know, weaves and whatever, that shit's expensive as fuck, first of all. And a lot of times they do these things privately, like where they, it's an appointment, they go to someone's random house. It'll be fucking an hour and a half away. Like, you could have gone to 8 people in between. And they're like, yeah, but you know. And it's like, you're paying $300 for a person to do your hair. And, oh, but I needed to tip them $70. Like, what the fuck? The $300 is including their tip. They're doing your hair for 4 hours. They're averaging what? $75 an hour? What the fuck? They're averaging $75 an hour. And let's just say, and you're going to them. That's the crazy part. And one thing, they come to you. They use air gas, commute, or it's a standard place. Like, you're driving to LaGrange. What the fuck are we talking about? But I will never, but you know, that's the thing though. Like, there's certain, like, people, like ladies, they will pay to get their hair done. And you know what? We can shame on it, but us guys, we will pay to, you know, we will pay to upgrade vehicles. We will pay to do detail for no reason. Spend thousands of dollars for just to get some cool new wheels and shit. To get a whole new fender. Like, we do a lot of stuff that makes no sense to randomly spend. But this whole, like, what is good to tip? It's like, now, man, like, I went to pick up a pizza earlier. Carry out. And, look, I used to work at these places. So, like, I'm not going to be mad if someone tips. Like, I'm not going to be mad if, like, someone tips. But, you know, looking back on now, I'm like, if I come to a place to pick up, and there's an option to get it delivered, I came to pick it up. The price difference isn't that much. If I come and pick it up and tip you anyways, I could have just spent the same. Save my gas money and have your ass come out and do it. You know? I gotta be honest. It's like, this tipping stuff is a little bit out of control, but I am pro-tipping. I'm a good tipper. The issue is people, they want all the benefits of going out to eat. But they want to also, like, tip the least. Like, there is this time of, like, well, you know, I want to go out to eat, but, you know, I can't really tip you that much. It's like, you know the prices. If you can't spend an extra 15%, if the service was good, an extra 15% of what you're projected to pay, or 20% if it's good, then just don't go out. If you're going to a restaurant, like, I am not here to tip everything. Like, a lot of tipping is getting a little bit absurd. But there are certain things I wonder, like, you know, for massages. Yeah, you know, you tip, but some of these massage prices are insane. So, like, you tip individually. And people are like, well, you know, why do you tip? It's like, well, it's no different. If someone is touching your body for half an hour, an hour, getting very intimate, you know, if they avoid some pitfalls, they don't slip something up your butt, you know what? 40%. Thank you. Thank you for not gambling. except, you know, sometimes it'd be like, hey, I wish you would have. So, I guess you're only going to get 15% today. And they're the same ones. Like, I'm not paying. Like, this girl was complaining about, like, I'm not going to tip $10 on top of the $80 I pay for the service. It's like, okay, but if someone were to go cut your hair, you're going to tip them. So if someone's touching your body, massaging it, getting the knots out, I don't think, like, it gets to a certain point where it's like, $80, like, is $90 going to be a big deal? Probably not. And I understand. But that's the thing, you got to accept when you go out, like, your wallet is done for. Like, whatever budget you have, fuck it. That's the mindset you got to have. If you are going to worry that much by going somewhere out to eat, then just don't go out. If it ain't worth the stress. Like, I don't really enjoy going out to dinner. I've never really been someone that likes to eat out, like, at restaurants a lot. But especially now with prices, I could cook for most of the time the same and better food that actually fills me up, better portions, and not feel like shit after, and save like, you know, $70. It is kind of like, there's this fine line where it's like, we need to support restaurants. If you go out to eat, then support, but you don't, you're not obligated to go out to eat to support restaurants. You aren't. You are not obligated to, we need to go out to keep the, like, you know what? If you don't want to go out, that's a reflection on what's going on. The either, if people are not coming to your restaurant consistently, it's because you're either overcharging, underportioning, or it's just like, eh, I don't want to deal with everything that comes with sitting down. You know, we have gotten to a point where it's almost, I generally like, why even go out? It's not even, hey, you got in, for a lot of people, if you have a family of four, you're spending probably a third of your paycheck to go out if you want to go out once a week. Is it really worth it? And but what I will also say, these people that are out here talking about, if you're broke, you need to either be at work or stay your ass at home. Don't be coming out with us people that have $15,000 in our bank account, because for some reason, if you have a few extra thousand in your bank account, you apparently deserve more out here than people who don't have much, when literally you are getting fired from your job 2 weeks away from being in that same position. But it's odd that pedestrians and citizens, for some reason, have this sense of themselves like they deserve more than someone else as an individual. But yet they are treated the same from the government and society as them, but they are kind of a big fish in a small pond. But to be honest, they're not even really that big of a fish. But they just feel like wherever they go, like they should only go to places where other people that are on their level. It's like, bro, you're eating at Ruby Tuesdays. Fucking relax. I just think that we have a big issue on finances out here. What's rich? What's poor? What's successful? What's not successful? But you know what is successful? Today's sponsor. Ghost. Sour green apple. Energy drink. They're not paying me, so it's not a paid promotion. But man, they have kept this show going for a long time. I will say, I got some breaking news here. I am starting today, after I record this episode, I am creating a X/Twitter account, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing. Trying to expand the social media presence. I used to do promotion all the time, but promotion is really, you know, as an introvert, as someone that does a thing that aspires to be, you know, an extroverted thing, promoting, it's very awkward, especially when you're doing it yourself. You're basically saying, look what I have to say. And it's odd. Like, you want to have confidence in what you say mattered, but at the same time, you don't want to be that person that's like, hey guys, if you don't agree with me, you suck. Like, not really my thing. I don't know. I think it's just, it's fun out here. I will say, my new favorite YouTube channel, I want you guys to check it out, Jack Morgan. He does a lot of, it's like reaction, but with real commentary about real life problems, in a sense, like economics, the generation, job market, like the reality of living. It's kind of lighthearted, but you know, from a real everyday person perspective, that's now his profession is actually being on YouTube. But he lived like a pretty normal, was a bartender, waiter. He's in his mid-30s. He's genuinely a funny guy. I recommend you guys go check him out. I think he has like 133,000 subscribers. You know, it's weird how this algorithm works, because, right, I remember the first time I think I saw a video of his, like, 6 or 7 months ago. And I'm going to get into something with this. I think this is why, like, the annoyance of stuff being pushed down our throat matters. Because, like, I watched the video. I liked it. I didn't, like, you know, go back to it. And randomly, like, past couple weeks, they were pushing the videos back home. I was like, all right, fine, let me click. Like, oh, yeah, I like this guy. And then I went down a binge. When you're unemployed, you go down binges. And I literally, for like half a day, was just watching like 20 videos in a row while doing shit. And then like the next day, watching more and more and more. And it's like, damn, like next thing you know, this is how people gain traction. You get people that come back, they watch like 20, 30 videos in a couple days. That gains traction for them. That's why he's getting pushed. Because I remember when I first saw, like, 6, 7 months ago, he had, like, maybe 20,000 subscribers. Now he's, like, 130-something, you know? And it's just kind of cool, you know? It's cool to, like, see, like, you kind of have to be annoying. Like, we kind of have to be annoying about, you know, promoting and pushing ourselves down your godly throat. Yeah. But that, you know, that's the thing. Like, we all say that we want to come to things at our own time and all that shit. But reality is we want shit down our throat. You know, we want, that's wild. We want shit just pushed down so far we can't breathe. We just want it annoyingly just, you know. We don't want that gradual, you know, that gradual breaking in process. Like, we want it all right then. So, yeah, I don't know, you know, it's just kind of, to me, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I went into today's episode, I had no fucking clue what I want to talk about. It's more like an experimental, because no one makes it past as far in the videos anyway, so who gives a shit? Yeah, I mean, I could talk about tickling my balls for the next 20 minutes. You know, I thought about doing a video where for 4 hours straight, or like, well, my camera won't record that long, but literally for like a whole hour straight, just be like, suck some titties, suck some titties, suck some titties, suck some titties. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Probably not. I don't think I could do it. I cannot focus. My voice cannot go that high for that long. But, I don't know. Yeah. You know, this odd TikTok, it's being banned. Well, apparently, it's supposed to. It is funny, though. I will say about this whole, like, TikTok potentially being banned. I think it's, like, January 17th. It might officially, whatever. Or that's when they're going to reevaluate. I like how the U.S., their whole thing is about China spying on us. It's a national security issue because they're taking data from us citizens and, you know, and it's like, but it's okay when y'all do it, you know. We're about China doing it, even though they make most of our shit distribution. But it's okay for you guys to do it, for you guys to be able to profit off us. But okay. As long as you're profiting off your own people, I guess. It's odd. And, yeah. It's a man's world. You best not miss. Taking a piss. Riss. Yeah. I felt like I'm doing a live stream and I'm bombing. I have thought about, you know, what would be really cool. Would it be better for what I do, the stream or do a podcast? Or some of y'all would say just kill myself. never. I will say, you know, I do know about it. I will say, well, technically, it's like, obviously, it's like, Has anyone ever come and say, I won't say? And you're like, so you won't say what? I don't know what it's like being a fine man in society. But I'm sorry, I'm completely losing my train of thought right now. Whew, sorry. Get your head in the game. It is odd, like, not to get political here. You know, it is kind of odd how the State Farm, like, these insurance shit for these wildfires is about to get real. And it kind of is a reminder to people to check on your insurance policy. You know, check on how much your renter's insurance actually does for you. And it really makes you think about what is the point of having this insurance. And then you see this shit. And you realize no one is going to be covered. Like, they know their insurance is not going to cover shit. It's funny, I came across this video and it was through a news channel in LA. I think it's KTLA or some shit. And they, one of the reporters interviewed like the LA land, you know, basically works for the government, like the LA land supervisor shit. And they kept on saying, like, you know, you gotta, it depends, you know, because certain insurances and houses, the insurance is for the property, but not necessarily the house and all this stuff. He's like, so we really encourage people just to file some type of calamity file. And it's like, why do I have to file something when I already paid for the thing that's supposed to cover it? I got to file. What is the point of paying insurance for the house that's included in the mortgage? What is the point of paying property taxes? And then these people lost their homes and they're going to have to pay property taxes on a property that has nothing on it. Think about how insane that is. Like, there should just be common sense things that, like, when certain things like this happen, it should be federal, that is the state's responsibility, cover those expenses. Because this is a natural disaster. This wasn't like someone left a space heater in their house too long and the house caught on fire. It wasn't a self-inflicted potential issue. These were wildfires because y'all as a state haven't been able to contain this shit for a long time. Got out of control. Fucked up a whole city and a few other cities. And the people had no choice. You guys evacuated them. And they're supposed to watch their houses burn down. And they're going to be responsible paying for that shit. On top of trying to build a new life with a new house. There's no person that you can lay that out to. Like, it really makes you think, like, what is the point of paying for these insurance shit? We are just okay paying because it's legal. Which, what is stupid, like, when you get in a car wreck, right? You can have insurance, but if the person that gets an accident with you doesn't have insurance, your insurance can't do shit about it. So you have to pay out of pocket. Yeah, the other person may be penalized and whatever. But that doesn't do nothing for you unless they can pay out of pocket. But chances are, if they don't have insurance, there's a reason. They can't pay out of pocket. What the fuck? But yeah. I don't know, man. It's just, this camera's pissing me off. 4 minutes? God damn it. I just don't really understand what's going on. I really don't understand. Why is it 4 minutes? Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know, my camera's acting funny. I knew this shit would happen. So, yeah. That was episode 321 of the Off Me Podcast with Clint Nelson. I'm your host, Clint Nelson. Don't forget to like, follow, comment, subscribe, hit the notification bell. Most important, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to suck some titties. Yeah. Really gotta figure this technical shit out. I don't know what the hell is going on. But, yeah. Have a great day, morning, night, evening.